We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Earth Protecting Viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Outworld News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable on IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba and Kiribati further relations between their foreign ministries. In conservation news, Tunisia hosts a workshop on protected areas in the region. In humanitarian news, a 10-year-old Canadian boy raises more than $17,000 to improve access to clean water in Ethiopia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 21st, American civil rights activist Mr. Roger Nash Baldwin was born in Wellesley, Massachusetts in 1884. A well-known pacifist, he was leader of the American Union Against Militarism. It later became the American Civil Liberties Union, of which Mr. Baldwin was a co-founder and the director from 1920 to 1950. He also established what is now called the International League for Human Rights. For his courage in upholding human liberties, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, by the 39th President of the U.S., His Excellency Jimmy Carter, in 1981. May dedicated individuals such as Mr. Roger Nash Baldwin continue to promote the life-supporting path of peace with God's blessings.
Lion News. More evacuated from Australia floods. As the floodwaters spread from Queensland state, where fatalities now total 33 and 12 people remain missing, up to one-third of Victoria has been affected by what is being called the nation's wettest summer on record. With one young boy whose life was lost to flooding, residents of more than 60 towns have been directly impacted, with many urged to evacuate as levees threaten to breach. A number of communities have become isolated, including the rural town of Kerang, and the Australian Army was dispatched to assist with rescue and relief efforts. Crops are also jeopardized, having endured drought before becoming recently submerged. The state government is offering grants for residents and businesses whose properties were inundated, while warning that rebuilding from what is likely the country's most economically costly natural disaster ever could take years.
When conditions in Queensland first intensified in early December, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her deep love and prayers as she donated $10,000 in emergency aid, with our nearby association members immediately beginning relief work in accordance with her instructions. As the flooding moved to Victoria, she offered an additional $10,000 on January 17th, having also donated $10,000 toward the endeavors of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals to help stranded animal companions, for a total contribution of $30,000. Upon hearing this most recent update, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her heartfelt sympathy for the affected, saying, "I'm so sorry. I feel so much the pain that all victims have to endure. Pray heaven be merciful."
We are appreciative for the endeavors of Australian officials, military, and other personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's detailed care for the vulnerable humans and animals alike. With heaven's blessings, may such distressing situations be minimized, as our concerted shift toward gentler ways helps restore the Earth's equilibrium.
Southern African nation swept by fatal floods. Heavy rains spurred by the La Nina weather pattern have claimed over 50 lives, including a fireman who succumbed as he was searching for missing people. At least 40 other fatalities occurred in South Africa, where the floods began in mid-December 2010 and have now displaced more than 6,000 people, with disaster areas declared for 28 municipalities across 7 provinces. In neighboring Mozambique, at least 13 people have perished, with some 13,000 residents evacuated, as thousands remain isolated after roads were submerged. Officials issued a red alert for those living near the Limpopo River Basin to evacuate to higher grounds and expressed concerns of impending food shortage in southern and central areas. Torrential rains have also affected the nearby nations of Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Zambia.
Upon first hearing of the disastrous conditions, Supreme Master Ching Hai had expressed her heartfelt sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with officials in the affected nations to see if assistance is needed,
saying that emergency funds of $20,000 are available. She also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort and render aid to the most desperate flood-afflicted people. This amount could obtain approximately $344,000 in needed supplies if bought in the United States, based on the region's overall cost of living. "We are thankful for the governments and officials working to ease conditions for the affected residents, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support.
With our prayers for the protection of all the flood-stricken, may humanity quickly join in fostering greater kindness to minimize such disasters as these."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Mesdames et messieurs,
Second Arab League Summit convenes. On Wednesday, January 19th, the Second Arab Economic and Social Development Summit was held in the Egyptian city of Sharm el-Sheikh with the participation of numerous royal family and other government leaders from among the organization's 22 member nations. During the meeting, priority was given to developmental goals and financial allocations to ensure food security, as well as mitigate climate change and water scarcity.
Other topics included planned improvements in infrastructure areas, as well as education, healthcare, minimizing poverty, and providing opportunities and employment for the younger generation. Also highlighted was the intention to maintain a long-time peaceful coexistence among residents of different faiths, with Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa stating, "Muslims and Christians of the Arab world have always lived together. The past, present, and the future of this nation is shared amongst us all."
Arab League leaders, we respectfully laud your meaningful and promising summit. May the people of all your nations prosper through such exemplary benevolence and constructive goals.
New California USA official to promote veganism and green living. The California Democratic Party recently held its Assembly District Election Meeting, or ADEM, for the 41st State Assembly District. During the conference, three-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Mr. Kerry Brown, also a recipient of the Greenest Hero recognition from Supreme Master Qinghai, was elected as an Assembly District Delegate. Speaking with Supreme Master Television, Mr. Kerry Brown commented on his new leadership position.
"I hardly feel like a leader of the community. I'm part of a team, part of a family, as the Supreme Master has taught us. Being part of a family gives you power, gives you substance, gives you reason for living. The 41st District, which I'm part of, is a very large area, and it's such a mix of people, but at the same time, it's a mix of people who care. It's an honor to serve in this position."
Kerry Brown will be serving on the Committee for Healthy Food with a focus on seniors and school children. As a representative for fellow citizens, he expressed his support for the eco-conscious vegan lifestyle in serving the highest goals of California and indeed the world.
"I would very much like to see additional use of fruits and vegetables, a reduction of meat and meat products. I'd like to make a difference in directing people, helping people understand that there is a value in a vegetarian lifestyle, in a vegan lifestyle. We're lucky to have Supreme Master TV. It gives a voice to all of us who are vegans. It helps direct a movement which is important not only for ourselves, but for the world. We care about our planet, we care about our people, and we care about our animals. And that combination of caring and energy and direction will make this all possible."
A hearty congratulations, Mr. Kerry Brown, on your new elected role. Blessed be such caring endeavors as yours in ushering humanity toward a kinder, healthier future.
China bans animal circuses in zoos. Effective Tuesday, January 18th, the Chinese government issued a total ban on live animal shows, as well as the sale of animal parts in shops and restaurants throughout 300 state-owned zoos. Furthermore, the measure also prohibits the practice of pulling of baby tigers' teeth so that tourists could hold them, and events where live animals are fed to big cats are also disallowed. Kudos, China, for these progressive steps in protecting animal welfare. We look forward to the day when humanity offers all our treasured co-inhabitants lives of dignity and freedom in their natural environments.
With gratitude and joy for this humane policy, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the Chinese government with the Shining World Leadership Award. Save our planet. Account from scientists calculates methane emissions from freshwater sediments. An international team of researchers for the first time have estimated the methane gas being emitted by freshwater areas such as lakes and rivers. The study, recently published in the journal Science, showed that these emissions reduce the net absorption of greenhouse gases by land ecosystems such as forests by at least 25%.
According to lead author Professor David Baskvilgen from Linköping University in Sweden, whereas small methane emissions from freshwater bodies occur continuously, abrupt larger emissions may also occur that are difficult to measure. Team member Dr. John Downing of Iowa State University in the USA stated, "The bottom line is that we have uncovered an important accounting error in the global carbon budget. Acre for acre, lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams are many times more active in carbon processing than seas or land surfaces, so they need to be included."
Meanwhile, numerous other surveys have found plumes of methane escaping from seafloor sediments beneath the Arctic Ocean and other underwater regions. Although cold temperatures and high pressure have kept the methane in a frozen state for centuries past, recent destabilization due to human-caused global warming could eventually trigger a widespread release of the potent greenhouse gas at a rate of 16,000 tons per year. Research oceanographer Dr. Tony Koslow from the University of California, San Diego, USA, explained,
"If sea temperatures increase sufficiently, that would lead to the release of these methane clathrates, these frozen methane in the deep sea. And once that process starts, it would just snowball."
Oceanographers also forecast that such a release would generate too many methane-consuming microbes, creating an imbalance as they consume the water's dissolved oxygen and generate carbon dioxide. The resulting oxygen depletion and acidification of the oceans would disrupt ecosystems and form dead zones, which in turn would undermine a vital oxygen source for the entire planet. Dr. Koslow points to a major marine mass extinction event in the past.
One of the real concerns is that about 55 million years ago, the best available evidence is that much of the methane that was trapped in the deep ocean was released very suddenly in geological terms. And this led to a huge warming, and it actually led to the extinction of much of the life in the oceans. And when paleoecologists discovered this, only within about the last 10, 20 years, it's really changed people's perspective on how climate change can happen very, very rapidly and how it can happen through the release of this frozen methane. The key is that we really have to contain global climate change.
Our appreciation, international scientists, for informing us of the potentially catastrophic impacts of unleashing underwater methane. May we act swiftly together to mitigate global warming so that the biosphere and planet may be preserved.
During an international gathering with our association members in February 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the release of methane and its link to global warming, urging for the simple way to halt it.
You see, the gas that fuming from the ocean and from the land that been defrosting, it's fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense, yeah? But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something. Everybody knows by now from the UN report that meat-eating, animal raising is one of the worst factor, or even the worst factor of global warming. And nobody talk about it. What is so difficult to replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better? Nutrition, better for your health, more economized.
Save Our Planet. U.S. researchers studying satellite data of melting snow and ice in the northern hemisphere find that the exposed darker surfaces absorb more heat than previously understood, which in turn is speeding global warming at higher rates than accounted for in most climate models.
Save Our Planet. Officials in Russia announce a continued ban on wheat exports as the nation, one of the world's largest exporters of the grain, still strives to recover from last year's devastating drought and heat wave that destroyed many crops.
Save Our Planet. South Korea endures the worst cold spell in a decade, with record low temperatures of minus 18 degrees Celsius throughout Seoul City.
Warning news. The German government extends a ban prohibiting the sale of products from 934 egg, poultry, and pork farms as poisonous dioxin contamination resurfaces in tainted livestock feed.
I'm Mel the Manatee, living happily with a vegan lifestyle. Here's a tip for nature lovers. When out hiking during the winter season, please do your best not to disturb any of the animal friends in the area. If you are in a national park, take note of any trails that may be closed at this time to protect wildlife. Many thanks for being rich, going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In world news, Cuba and Kiribati augment collaborative projects. Cuban Deputy Foreign Minister His Excellency Marcos Rodriguez Costa and Kiribati Foreign Minister Her Excellency Tessie Eria Lamborn signed an agreement to develop relations between their foreign affairs ministries. Her Excellency Eria Lamborn said, "We hope to achieve a greater relationship between our governments and people." Another accord was penned by Minister for Internal and Social Affairs of Kiribati, His Excellency Defue Kanono, and Mr. Roberto Leon Richards from the National Sports Institute of Cuba to increase exchanges in sports and applied sciences. Congratulations, Cuba and Kiribati, on your growing amicability. May it bring much joy and lasting friendships between the warm-hearted people of your sun-graced nations.
In conservation news, Tunisia hosts a workshop on protected areas in the region. Wildlife and national park officials from Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, as well as Tunisian national advisors and representatives from international organizations, took part in this event held in Gemarath. It was sponsored by the Environment and Sustainable Development Ministry and the International Union of Nature Preservation. The theme of the conference was Biodiversity is Our Life, Biodiversity is Our Future, with information shared on ways to improve eco-programs. Our hats off all participating countries and groups for this important meeting. We wish you much success in preserving the richness of precious life forms in your beautiful lands. Up next on Noteworthy News, two schools in Ethiopia will have access to clean water thanks to the efforts of a young Canadian. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more happy news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a resplendent world. In humanitarian news, a 10-year-old Canadian boy donates more than $17,000 for clean water in Ethiopia. Connor Kindred of Regina, Alberta, accumulated the funds by contributing monetary gifts he had received from his grandparents and half of his allowance. In addition, he has held fundraisers and asked that financial support be given for his project rather than birthday gifts to him. Part of the total amount will be used to build a new water well for a school in Addis Abeba and another one south of the capital city. At present, Connor's family is in the process of adopting a child from Ethiopia. Bravo, kind-hearted Connor Kindred. May many bright Ethiopian youngsters' lives be greatly enhanced through your caring endeavor. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Connor Kindred with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 toward the Nobel Project.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Samoan entitled Husband's Profession.
The silly lazy faletua, ilisi fine. Ole asenga luenga lo tolua. Famaile faletua. Lo to lua e favavina mea. Mi vavelang fasolo ingo mea. Fisilia tu le fine. Ole ale na to ainga ngalwenga. Famaile faletua. E fainga ta lavan famtala. Ai, e famai isi tamaita I afai e fai ai. E ta to tu ainga ngalwenga fapenga. E ta ole malumaloa.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai on Words of Wisdom given in Panama in November 1989.
Maestra Suprema Ching Hai, te amo con todo mi corazón. Gracias por todo lo que me regalas cada día. Joviner de Costa Rica.
Hi Joviner, it is so good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Joyful Joviner, you're welcome. Love and thanks for your sweet note. I love you more. May heaven's abundant blessings shine on you and the peace-loving people of Costa Rica. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May divine benediction be your inner treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei announces $1.5 million in emergency humanitarian aid to Sri Lanka to help residents affected by recent floods and mudslides.
At a meeting mediated by Norway, the Philippine government and the country's National Democratic Front agreed to renew peace talks toward the goal of an official and lasting accord.
In Ahmedabad, India, non-governmental organization Ajivika and gas company HPCL partnered to set up a community kitchen where migrant workers can prepare meals using cooking gas for affordable fees, thus allowing them to save money.
In recognition of his commitment to help others from migrant families like himself, 16-year-old Majid Shukala of Poland receives the Diana Award, a UK-based honor named after the late Princess of Wales that is presented to young people for their significant contributions to society.
In advance of Kuwait's 50th anniversary of independence, Emir His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Sabah authorizes $4 billion to subsidize food for all citizens over the next 14 months, which is expected to assist with recent food price increases.
During a phone conversation together, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev agreed to enhance bilateral cooperation in all areas, including trade, energy, and transportation.
In looking for ways to reduce food miles and increase consumption of locally grown fruits and vegetables, the UK's Cairngorms National Park Authority considers the area's parks, care homes, and hospital gardens for conversion into lush vegetable gardens.
India's Urban Development and Housing Minister Prem Kumar announces the approval of 18 projects to build more than 22,000 homes as part of an initiative to better serve the disadvantaged.
UK Police Sergeant Rhys Evans rescues a 19-year-old woman from drowning as he dives into a rapidly flowing river to get her safely to the riverbank.
For his brave life-saving deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Sergeant Evans with the Shining World Hero Award. Single father of two girls, John Davis of South Carolina, USA, who was just days away from losing his house to a foreclosure, finds to his surprise that he can pay off his debt in discovering that he is the recipient of a $200,000 lottery win.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MWM.